Shemathias, who are afraid that maybe in between they made up, and Rashi says maybe they live together, and therefore the get becomes the get Yosh and the get is possible. That's Rosh Lakish's svara. That if you waited a while from the Zman Aksiv to the Zman Aksima, we have to be Choshish, maybe they live together, the get is possible. For Rabbi Yechonin says no. Afilu mikan v'yadasor yomim. Even if you wait for 10 days till you give it over to her, still the get is kosher. Because the Misa, the pious, if you want to say that they made up, the two of them, Kerli Isla and Lemilsa, people will know about it. Like Rashi explains, the neighbors know when they're fighting. People that hold them by giving a get fight a lot. So therefore, if the neighbors like would have heard that the fighting stopped, then we should be afraid maybe they live together. But the Ma'al we're talking about, the neighbors heard where they were still fighting along the whole time, therefore we're not afraid to say they live together. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonin says, we're not afraid to forget a Yoshin. So even though the husband first waits 10 days until he gives it to her, still the locker is to get this kosher. Sitma, we learned like this. Anu alocha. Omer liyasara. If a man says to 10 people, kisvu get liyishti, go write a get and give it to my wife. So Omer Rabbi Yechonin says, what does the husband mean by saying this, that he says to 10 people, kisvu get liyishti? So Gemara says what he means to say is that shnayim mishum edim v'kula mishum tanai. Is that true? Like we'll soon see, we're talking about where he said the word kulchem, that he wants all 10 people to sign on his get. But Rabbi Yechonin says what he means is that only two of them should be a real edim. Two of them have a lachem mishum edim. And the rest of them is only mishum tanai. It's like a condition that the husband made that this get should only be kosher if there are 10 signatures on it. But the other 8 people do not have to have the loch of Edim, like Kosum Sid and Afkamino. Even though they're psulim, still they get this kosher, as long as you have all 10 people signing on it. But Rosh Lakish says no, that Kulim Ishum Edim. Which means that true, the husband made a condition here, but the condition is that you have to have 10 signatures of Edim. All 10 people have to have the loch of Edim, like Kosum Sid and Afkamino. The Gemara says, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me the word really just said, that the lo yom alahu kuchem, that the husband only said to 10 people, kis v'get li'ishti, but he did not say the word kuchem, and did not include that all of you should sign. If so, v'yotanan, we learn not like that. We learn later in the Mishnah that says, oh, mali asara, if you say it to 10 people, kis v'get li'ishti, if you tell them, right, they get to my wife, so the locher is that echad kaisef, one of them could be the cipher to write the get, or shnayim chaisman, all you have to have is just two of them to sign the get, that's all. So how come here we're saying you have to have all 10 to sign? Ela diyom lo kulchem, it has to be over here, for sure that the husband said the word kulchem. He wants them all to sign. So Gemara says, if so, my benai, like what's the difference between the b'yechon and the Rosh Lakish? Since the husband said the word kulchem, so all 10 have to sign, what's the difference if according to Rabbi Yechon only 2 is Edim and the other 8 is a Tanai, or according to Rosh Lakish that all 10 is Edim, what's the difference? The get is not kosher until you have all 10 sign on it, so what's the difference? So Gemara says, Ike Benayu, there's a difference. Tichosum Beitrei Minayu Biyoima, let's say 2 of them signed the same day the get was written. But V'inuch Mikan V'adasor Yomin, the other 8 first signed another 10 days. Like, so that's the nafkamina. Man the yama mishrum tanai. If you hold that, the 8 have to sign just also tanai, just as a regular condition. But the real halach of Edim on the shtar is enough of 2. If so kosher, then the get is kosher. Because the get was written and signed the same day. Even though the other 8 first signed it 10 days from now, so what? They're not halach of Edim. They're only an halach in a tanai. But according to Rabbi Rosh Lakish, Uman Diyom Mishum Edim, possible, if you all know, like the condition of the husband was that all 10 of them have to sign the Teres Edim, then they get this possible, because since they signed after the day it was written, that's the loch of the Mishnah, get that's written today and signed tomorrow, they get this possible. Inami, another difference is, Kegoin Shanim Se'echad Mehem Karav Apostle. Let's say one of these other 8 people was a Karav or Apostle, the Apostle Yadis. So Laman the Yom Mishum Tanai Kosher. According to Rabbi Yechonon, the get is still kosher. Because these 8 people do not have to have a loch of Edim, therefore the get is still kosher.
But leman the yama mishumedim, according to Rosh Lakish, I mean, according to Rosh Lakish, that says all 10 of them have to have a lach of edim, then it'll be possible. Because lemaisa, one of them is a korov or a possible, therefore you do not have 10 edim signing to get this possible. So that's enough gemina when the husband says the word kulchem to 10 people. Does he mean to say all 10 should be edim, or does he only mean to say two of them are edim and the other 8 is only a tonight? Now the Gemara says, what's going to be ichosim batchila korov apostle? Even according to Reb Yochanan, that says that the other 8 is only a tonight. So he said before, therefore, if one of them is a korov or apostle, they get this little kosher. But what's going to be if the korov apostle signs first? So Amri le kosher, some say they get this little kosher, because the mice later on you have two kosher edim signing, therefore they get this kosher. But the Amri le apostle, some say no, in this case even Rosh Lakish would agree that they get, even Rabbi Yechon would agree that they get this apostle. So explains now, Amri le kosher, the one that says they get this little kosher, because Tanayhu, that there's only a Tanay in the other 8. As long as you have two kosher edim, they get this kosher. So I don't care if the Edom Sulam signed first. So what? Lemaisi have two Edom Ksherim here to get this kosher. But Amru L'Apostle, the one that says no, it's possible, says like this. Osi lech lufei b'shtoros di'alma. We're afraid we'll mistake in this with other shtoros. Because usually the first two people that sign are Edom. So if they see here that this shtar is kosher, even though they're Kerevim or Psulim, they'll come to think there'll be other shtoros also you could rely on the Korav or Apostle. And that's not Talocha. Therefore, the Maisa, the get, is possible with Rabbanan. Mor says it once happened, the Hudu Yomalu Lasora. A man once told the 10 people, Kis will get Liishti. And Sami said the word Kulcham also. He wants all 10 to make the get for my wife. So, Chosim Betray Mitray Minayu Biyoma. Two of them signed today. Viinuch Mikan Viatasora Yomim. And the other 8 signed within the next 10 days. So, Osla came to Rabbi Shurim Levi. They came in front of Rabbi Shurim Levi to ask them, what's the loch here? So Amalei, Bishur Ben Levi answered back and said, you should know, Kedai who